from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, looks like the Warriors are going to lose Klay Thompson. That seems to be the pervasive feeling among writers and media people around the league. Klay's still a free agent. Free agency started yesterday. Warriors miss out on Paul George, and by all accounts, it looks like Klay Thompson's gone, Goo.
Yeah, and just call me Jim Carrey, Steiny, because I'm in denial. Call me Denial Daryl today. He hasn't left yet, and so you're saying there's a chance to still keep Klay. So that's where I'm at, Steiny. But I left you Friday on the eve of going to Chase Center on Thursday. We saw Raymond Ritter. He gave us his version of the fit spiel, and I thought the Warriors would be better, and it's Monday. Free agency is not over, but Stoney, damn it, they haven't got better. They've gotten worse, especially if they lose Klay Thompson. And I'm going to just put the right on the table early. I'm a Zach LaVine fan, and I'm a fan. I don't care about the aprons and the books because it's not my money. But damn, if you're telling me you could have got Zach LaVine for Paul and Wiggins, who's been an enigma, Steiny, you know your boy would have pulled the trigger, but that's neither here nor there. You got nothing for Chris Paul, and that's the ouch of it all right now for me, is you brought in Chris Paul, you didn't make the playoffs on that front, you couldn't flip him or get a player coming back. He's now a Spur, and it just feels like the Warriors are, it's empty. The basket is empty right now.
Well, we don't know that
yet. Make me feel good.
Well, that's... that's not really my forte, this thing's not over. I mean, it does seem like it is over with Klay Thompson, that he's going to be playing for either Dallas or the Lakers next year. But the reality of the situation is now you're going to have a little bit of money to spend, and can you find a couple players that fit this team's needs? And That's the reality of the situation. I mean, they lose Chris Paul, backup point guard, and they'll likely lose Klay. Can you replace those guys and have internal improvement and pick up another couple pieces and everything works better together and you win more games next year?
Yeah.
That's what it's That's what it's feeling like.
And if you lose Clay, I'll be consistent, Steiny, and you kind of echoed the same. How do you replace his shooting? And if you're going to do it in-house, I ain't mad at the youngsters, but I don't think they're ready. And that's to the Warrior fans or just basketball fans that have taken Clay and what he's done. Obviously, he's not the same player, but Steiny, how is this team going to improve his shooting if you just go into games night to night with just Steph? I mean, he's working harder already, and you're right. There's rumors that they're in on Lori Marketing. Again, I open the door. I'll go to the airport to pick him up. But damn, Steiny, I got to say something to you, too. I'm going to give the FO, the front office, all the credit in the world. They didn't care. They made it known. They were in on Paul George. And then I was mad at the Clippers. But then I'm thinking, why did the Warriors or anybody think that they would allow or even help get Paul George to, you know, a division foe? You say what to that?
I mean, that might have been part of it. That sure might have been part of it. I think maybe most of it was. I think the one thing the NBA's done is a guy like Steve Ballmer doesn't care about the second apron.
Man.
He would blow past the second apron if it were just about money. But the bottom line is the league, the NBA, has put in very restrictive rules if you're in that second apron, which make it so much harder to have flexibility.
Do you like that? What is the league? What message are they sending?
Here's what they're saying.
The Durant Warriors to...
No, it's not. So, I don't think it's so much as the Durant Warriors now that it's played out. I think what they want to avoid is a big market owner like Ballmer, like Joe Lacob and his minority investors. They don't want...
I feel like you want to say monopoly.
No, those the NBA does not want haves as owners and have-nots.
Wow.
And the reality is they could all play under the same rules, but if Mickey Arison in Miami doesn't care that he's $300 over the tax and pays another penalty... That the guy in Indiana maybe can't do that. So,
well, Joe Lacob's done that throughout this run, right? We got to give him credit on that.
Exactly.
And they're trying to, man, the pickings are getting slim.
888-957-9570 is the number. When we left on Friday, it looked like the Warriors had an opportunity to get Paul George. We were hoping for the best with Clay, but it looks like he's going to be playing for another team next year. And this is one of those days, Goo, where you just kind of throw it out to Warrior fans. There's so much going on. How do you feel about Clay moving on? How do you feel about the Warriors not getting Paul George? Where do they go now? How are you feeling as we're still only a day into free agency.
But things are happening around the league. You know what I'm saying, Steiny? So it's like Christmas shopping. The aisles are going to be bare if you don't pull a move soon. But your question about Klay Thompson, I always looked at it through a prism of, oh, he represents something coming back. So that's why I'm up here desperate of who this player could be if they do pull off a sign and trade. But what if Clay were to take the mid-level, Steiny, or something where it was $13 to $14 million just to get up out of here? That lets me know behind closed doors he was really pissed off. And there are reports of how he was dealt with last year. And I'm not just going to say by Kerr and company, but now I'm starting to wonder if it's his other splash brother, Draymond Green, not for, like, I got to slow down, but I feel like Steph and Dre got pulled, Steiny. And during that run, him going to the bench, I'm wondering, because I know I would be if you and Evan left me hanging to where, hey, you could go to Nahegan and say something. You got that power. And I know I'm going off, but Steiny, I wonder if he has some resentment because it popped off that way and he felt like guys didn't step up for him and maybe he'll take way less to go somewhere else and play basketball. That's what would hurt more.
Well, if Klay Thompson takes the mid-level exception,
oh boy,
that means to me one of two things: either the Warriors didn't want to pay him 20 after the season, or he is
mad,
yeah, upset.
Okay. All right.
And it might be both. Both could be true, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens with Klay, where he ends up. I mean, they're talking about Dallas. They're talking about the Lakers.
Yeah,
I mean. Klay Thompson goes to Dallas.
Oh, boy.
I think that's a good pickup for Dallas in a big way. I
mean, would you say the Lakers and Dallas are better than the Warriors right now? So either one.
Well, they both finished with a better record last year. The Warriors haven't gotten better.
Yeah, you catch my drift.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, Dallas was in the finals. I mean, Klay could sign with Dallas for 2 years, and they're going to be a contender. They're going to be a contender for a couple more years.
Can I read something to you?
Yeah.
Patrick Baldwin Jr., Ryan Rollins, Jordan Poole, a second for 2027, a top 20 protected 2030 first, and some cash for Jordan Poole, and you got nothing for that. That's what hurts. That was the one I was hoping they could finesse and try to pull something off with Chris Paul. But, Steiny, that hurts on top of the, if you allow me, the Wiseman miss. Like, those are – you those hurt.
Well, so do the Klay – so does the Draymond extension.
Now that – oh, boy.
I mean, if you really – so does the Wiggins extension now. But at the time, they thought they were good moves. And – We're right here, right now. Oh, boy.
Uncle Looney on the chat says, Lauri Matthews with the symbol that's greater than Lauri Marketing. So he's out on marketing. Shout out Lauri, but that's pretty good, Uncle Looney.
Let's go to Steven in Fairfield. What's going on, Steven? How you doing? Get us started today.
Hey, guys. I will. Thank you for taking my call. As a lifelong Warrior fan for over 50 years, I have to say the way the Warriors treated Klay Thompson has been an absolute embarrassment. It started when Kerr justified keeping him on the bench by saying he's not the same player he was several years ago, instead of comparing him to Brandon as he should have, and he would have kept him in the lineup. Then putting him back in the lineup. Then at the end of the year, you know, offering him 2 years, and with all the word being that he would have to be ready to accept a separate role. Then worse yet, all the BS the Warriors have put out there publicly, and I'm going to call it BS, and I'm going to tell you why, with them saying we want Klay back, with Steve Kerr actually saying, this is ridiculous, we want Klay back desperately. He used the word several times. We want him back desperately. Desperately to me doesn't, let's be straight up. Desperately to me doesn't mean 2 years, Klay. If you want someone desperately, and I'm not saying to bring back Klay back, I'm using his words. If you want to bring someone back desperately, you're talking 3 or 4 years. You're talking a 3 or 4 year contract. He doesn't want him back desperately. And for poor Klay to talk about mental health after winning 4 championships and saying I have to consider my mental health before deciding whether to come back, the fact of the matter is the man who's going to have a statue out front, the Warriors were more concerned how they looked publicly to protect their billion-dollar organization than they were with Klay Thompson, the man who helped to build that organization. And I'm ashamed to say I'm a Warriors fan today.
Wow.
Appreciate the call, Steve.
Yeah. Steve, let us know how he really felt.
Does anybody really believe the Warriors desperately wanted Klay Thompson back? Desperately.
I'm going to say no.
I don't even think – I'm not – listen, and I'm not saying they're wrong for not wanting him back, but I kind of agree with Steve that there wasn't the same energy for Klay as there was for Draymond last year.
Man,
I mean, for goodness sakes, I think it was right after the last game of the year, and Steve Kerr says we can't win without Draymond.
You're right. Good call.
I didn't get that sentiment to that extreme with Klay Thompson. And again, if there's two schools of thought here. You know, it could be a great strategy to have brought Klay back. It could be a great strategy to end up losing him right now. I don't know what the right answer is. He's at that crossroads right now in his career, and his contract came up. But I was skeptical of the Warriors. I thought they were faking interest in him. I did.
Wow.
I mean, they would have liked to have him back on their terms right off the bat, but he clearly didn't want to do that. And here we are with him looking for another team.
So let me ask you this, man, you just hit me with that in the cardiac muscle. So did that start when they only offered him 2 years after giving his counterpart 4 years? Like that, like, who can we talk to about, how did you think that was going to play out? And I'm getting emotional because I was geared up for Klay to leave, but I knew there was going to be an alternative. There was going to be his replacement. And as much as I love Moody and Pods, as it stands right now, and again, Klay could come back. I know that doesn't look like it's going to happen, but damn it, if he walks and you don't have his replacement and you're going in-house, this thing is, what's the fish is sticking from the head up. Priest.
It's still less than a day into free agency.
But if we get off the air and I'm driving home and park the caddy and find out he's a Laker or Dallas for less than 24, then we know that he wanted to get out of here.
This fish is stinking from the head up.
Well, what if you can get something back for Klay?
Now that, talk okay, to me then. Relax. You tell me. But Steiny, we're 0 for everything right now. We thought we could get something for Chris Paul.
Right. But this is, and this is the way I feel about it all. Yeah. Okay, you went after Chris Paul. I mean, you went after Paul George. You didn't get it done. I don't look at that as a mistake. But I don't look at it as a great move. Yeah. Because 4 years for Paul George? I mean, that was in and of itself a risk. So they may not have ended up with Paul George, but it may be the best thing that happened to him. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Let's go ahead.
Go ahead. That's the title of the Warriors free agency right now. We'll see.
Yeah. Josh in L.A. What's up, Josh? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I hope you're having a good morning today.
Hey, thank you.
I just wanted to come on and say, you guys were making really good points in the morning. I was hearing you, Guru, about the fact that we really don't have a replacement for Klay. I really thought as a Warriors fan coming in when Lacob and Dunleavy said we're going to have to make big changes and we don't make the playoffs, and we clearly didn't make the playoffs. We can do all the what-ifs we want with Draymond getting suspended, but if you put those what-ifs aside, we didn't make the playoffs, clearly. So I thought big changes kind of meant, okay, if we move on from Klay, which gets talk stalled, I'm like, we could get a star. But as the days go on, if we're looking at Lauri Markkanen, it's like, it's still a what if, you know? There are also multiple other teams could offer better packages than the Warriors for Lauri Markkanen. And second of all, I would like to say that Paul George, like Guru said, we were trying to talk to a competitor in our own division, asking them for a star to make our team better and their team kind of worse in a way. Mm. So I was just like, why would that happen, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. You know what's going on right now?
Give it to me, Stan.
When Dunleavy says something, you listen and you nod, but you don't really think about it until now. And it's this. This is what patience looks like. He has said, we got to be patient. We can't rush into anything. And I think what's happened here is they wanted Paul George. Yeah. I don't know if they wanted Paul George 4 months ago and they had a target on him. I don't think so. But Paul George became available. They tried to make a move, and clearly either the Clippers weren't going to move him in the first place because of the second apron, or the Warriors never offered enough. Okay, so he goes. Chris Paul, they tried to use Chris Paul in a move to get Paul George. Couldn't. Wave him. Klay Thompson, they clearly don't want to pay him $20+ million.
Yeah.
Unless Klay, it's one of those things where Klay wanted 25 or 30 from the Warriors because of all he'd given them. I don't know that. But that's where we're at right now. There's still some free agency to play out. And the Warriors are, as of right now, Chris Paul's no longer on the team. Mm. And it looks like that's going to be the same for Klay Thompson.
Do you have anything to prescribe to me or any Warrior fan that now when you think about the chapter that was Chris Paul, it brings up Jordan Poole wounds? Now that it's all, the dust has settled and you weren't able to flip or turn that into anything but a one-year stop for Chris Paul. That hurts.
I'm not excusing it, or I'm not saying, oh, the Warriors are doing great, but that's what happens. You miss on Wiseman, the one guy who could have maybe. But again, I look at that draft and say, yeah, there's guys that would have been better than Wiseman. I'm not sure there was a franchise changer in that draft. There was one, but he went number one. So they miss on Wiseman. Yeah. That hurts. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Now you can look back on everything. Extending Wiggins was terrible after the championship.
But nobody felt
exactly.
That
way. But that's what happens. It's Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole, they don't win the title without Jordan Poole. And they traded him, and now 2 years later, they have nothing for Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, the punch ruined Jordan Poole.
That certainly was a factor. And then you signed Draymond to a $100 million contract.
Now, that's where... I don't know what happened. Now I do want to know what happened at dinner or lunch or brunch. Like, what was said? That is the one thing right now, if this thing ends up as it is, that's the one, like, what are we doing? 4-4 hundo, and he comes out and ruins last year's season by not being available.
Keep in mind.
If I'm Clay, I'm like, what is going on here? How does that guy get rewarded?
Keep in mind here that there was a large segment of fans and the front office that believed without Draymond they had no chance to win a title. None. Kerr made that clear. Dunleavy made it clear. Lakeham made it clear after the year. Last year. That they absolutely had to re-sign Draymond Green.
Oh my
and in
gosh.
In fairness to the Warriors, had they just let him walk, it would have signaled at that time to the fans, this thing's over. I'm not saying that would have been wrong, but clearly, I mean, I didn't think... I would have been ready to move off Draymond last year.
Oh, man.
Said as much, and now here we are. That's the way that one went, man. And now...
And you didn't make the playoffs year one in that deal.
Exactly.
Because of what he did, a large part of it.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. And so far, the Warriors offseason looks like, at this point, it's just they've lost Chris Paul III. Chris Paul III. He did it again. CP3,
okay,
Chris
right.
Paul, and Klay Thompson, as of right now.
Yeah.
So clearly, it's not like they're going to go through free agency and not bring anybody in. It just...
That's how you feel, huh?
Yeah, they'll get all somebody. Right.
What did you say Friday? I kind of liked it. Things around the edges. They'll bring some guys, those type of moves.
I guess I'm in the minority as it relates to Klay. I know he's been a hell of a player here. He's a Hall of Famer. But I do think if you find the right guy or guys, you might be better. You might be better. You might not be,
yeah,
but that's just the way it goes.
And how can you fall from the floor? You didn't make the playoffs. That's what's so astounding about all of this. You know, if this was the year after they lost to the Lakers in the first round, qualifying for the playoffs in six, you'd be like, okay, Steiny, but they did not make the playoffs. And right now there haven't been any additions.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Free agency is underway in the NBA. And so far, the Warriors failed to acquire Paul George. You know what? I'm not going to say that.
The more I think about it, why did they think they could? Like, the Clippers, from what I understand and what I'm reading, Steiny, they weren't going to take anything down. Now, Evan has brought this up, and I was listening to him, Devone, and Grandy do a great job yesterday. Wiggins and Kuminga were never offered in that package at the same time for the Clippers. So,
well, I wouldn't have wanted that package either.
Wow.
I mean, why would you want the two players who can't play together on one team and want them both? I wouldn't have wanted them both anyway. But the reality is I can't criticize the Warriors for taking a stab at Paul George, even if, the Clippers probably weren't going to give him up anyway. But don't you want Joe Lacob taking a swing at everything?
Yeah.
Okay. So they tried for Paul. When you take a swing at everything, you're going to strike out more.
But the Zach LaVine one, Steiny, that's a guy, he would have been your third best player and he could get you 20-plus points a game. And you could get rid of one of your headaches in regard to Andrew Wiggins. And I'm looking at his game play log outside of last year, 25 games. He had played 77, 62, 58, 60, 63, averaging 24, 25, 27 a game. If it was really dire, and now I wonder if Dre and Curry were like, you know what, Zach ain't good enough, Joe, Mike. Don't even do that. that, but I just, are you in any position to say no to Zach LaVine?
Yes. Yes. You don't have to make a move right now.
Well, see, I think we think different of Zach LaVine. I think he could help you. I think most Warrior fans
are like, they're okay, so if you get Zach LaVine, what if it means you can't sign Kuminga? Then you don't want Zach LaVine. I'm
thinking you had to include Kuminga to get him.
But that, or that too.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing that. I mean, I think most people are out on Zach LaVine.
Mm.
I would say, if you're a Warrior fan.
Let's hear from you.
Those deals, I mean, they can still talk to Chicago. Everything's still intact with Chicago. If you want to go get Zach LaVine. I don't want to go get Zach LaVine. You know who Zach LaVine is? I shouldn't say this.
No, say it.
Because he's a different player.
Oh, boy.
But you guys out there who are Warrior fans know what I mean.
You know who Zach LaVine is?
Corey Maggette. That's the way I look at that one. I mean, all of a sudden now you want Zach LaVine, who's probably been available for a year and a half.
But aren't you desperate?
No. That's the point. You're not desperate. And I do not believe the Warriors are desperate.
Well, what word do you use when you got Draymond Green?
They're patient.
Curry's career winding down.
They're being patient.
Can you afford to be patient?
As opposed to make a move?
Well, you didn't make the playoffs. If you're saying that's not Nightmare on Warrior Street, that's where I'm operating from. Like, that's what happened.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know what? It's easy to make a deal. It's not easy to make a good deal. A good deal.
Well, trades are hard.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Free agency is underway. And Guru, as you can see, is very worried about the Warriors offseason.
Don't just make it mean. War Dub Nation's going crazy on Twitter.
Not like you.
Oh, okay.
Not like you.
Worse than me.
Not like you. 888.
Watch the game again, then, Steiny.
All right. Let's end it on that note.
Call
on 95.7, the game.
The Warriors will be a boneyard.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let's hope we only have to play that for a couple more years.
Eesh.
I'm kidding. Kidding. Hey, all guests on the 95.7 The Game phone line appear on the River Islands guest line. That's right. The River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop?
Yeah.
So any guest now will be appearing on the River Islands guest line. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the Warriors free agency off to a little bit of a slow start. But there's time.
All right.
There's time.
If they lose Clay, you're telling me Pods or Moody is the replacement, Steiny? In the Western Conference, I love my youngsters. I don't think that's enough. That's what's scaring me now.
Why not?
I don't think they're good enough.
What about defensively? Wouldn't you get better?
Yeah, but you got to score, too. Okay. You got to shoot. And then now we saw against the Kings in the play-in game I keep referring to, Curry was a one-man gang offensively, man. How is this team going to get shooting if you don't get Clay? And I just told Bonte, he was out there on the break. I said, you know what? Okay, I'm hearing everybody say what you won't do. What do you want? And he goes, take a step back. You already did that trying to take a step forward. How is Steph Curry? I don't care about Draymond. You won just with that ridiculous contract, because that's what I'm calling it, $400. How can Curry be happy going into a season with no Clay, no Paul George? And again, I know you're like, Goo, it ain't over yet. They could have a play or two. So maybe I'll rest there and take a deep breath.
Couple things.
Yeah.
And I'm not coming down your road, but I find these two things incongruous. It's like, on the one hand, everyone says everything for Steph, generational player.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, but then in the next sentence you say, we're desperate. Like, you have a generational player that you want to build around.
You got to give him help.
But, okay, desperate? You're desperate? What? Like, why are they desperate?
Because they didn't make the playoffs. So right. That's all, now.
Right. The goal is to make the playoffs.
Repeat itself?
Well, we don't know that. The goal is to make the playoffs next season. Like, that's all they can try to do. But I'll tell you what, and I know, I mean, it does sound like you'd rather take a big risk.
Oh, that's why I said I'm in on LaVine. I'm in on marketing.
Well, you're in on everybody. LaVine, George, you're in on
marketing.
Durant, yeah. You're in on marketing.
I'm in on getting Curry the best possible help that he can.
What about fit, Goo, and the salary? Like, the reason that the Warriors are in this position is because they can't just go out and sign a free agent. This is why, this is what happens after you sign your championship players to deals. They get older, they need more help, but they make a lot of money, so it's hard to find that help.
Yeah, and we had some fun a couple weeks ago. We had Bob Fitzgerald on, and he did his. He made me feel better about the Warriors. But Steiny, in that great scenario he described, Klay Thompson was a Warrior, and now that looks like we're just minutes or days or hours away from that not being the case.
Let me just ask you this. Yeah. Warriors won 46 games last year with Klay Thompson. He played a whole season. And Chris Paul. So now, like, they don't have Chris Paul. They don't have Klay. You know at this point, just at this point, Moody's probably going to play in Pajemski for Klay. They won 46 last year. How many wins are they? How many wins do you think this team is right now?
39 or 40.
Okay.
They don't have any shooting if Klay dips.
But what about being a 52-win team with Draymond?
Well, that would have been my number, honestly, or a little more, had they been able to land Paul George.
So you think Klay's worth like six or seven
wins?
No
doubt about it, man.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And you know the old adage, Steiny, you don't know what you had until it's gone. And if you don't replace his shooting or his ability to shoot, Curry's going to be tired before All-Star
break.
Okay,
listen. And I was thinking about this over the weekend. And don't take it the wrong way, all of you. We always talk, what's the number one issue with the number one? Steph Curry's the least of our number one issues, Wiggins. And we shouldn't have given Draymond the money. And I want you to separate what I'm going to say from the player. The biggest issue the Golden State Warriors have is Steph Curry is getting older. That's the biggest problem the Warriors have, is Steph Curry doesn't have a lot of years left at the level he's been playing. And every single decision you make, apparently, must take that into consideration. And there's a time constraint on it. There's a time constraint that is just, it's hamstringing the Golden State Warriors.
I'll tell you
along with four championships and having to pay your guys.
I don't want to speak for anybody. But I'm trying to hold back. I'm in my feelings. But there is no doubt, and I can't speak for Bob Myers. I just know what the reality is. Steiny, he got off this thing before it got to this point. I don't know if he was able to foreshadow or see what was coming or what was imminent. I don't know if he was in on the Draymond possibly getting that contract for $400. But the bottom line is Bob Myers is on TV now, a guy that helped build this thing. And I do wonder if he saw water on the boat, because that's what I feel like today on July 1st on the Warrior.
Like, but why would you? What do you mean, but? Charles Barkley looked at him in the face and said, the ship is sinking. See that? But that's the point. Who couldn't see it sinking?
Joe, when they brought in Chris Paul, that was the grown up in the room. That was, we need you because we're going to be playing important basketball in the playoffs. And that didn't even manifest.
But it's bigger than that. It's Klay, Draymond, and Steph all aging out. Like, that's the biggest issue this team has. They're three Hall of Fame players. The greatest players we've ever seen in Golden State Warriors history, among all of them. Like, they can't keep playing at the level that won them championships, but they had to get paid, and rightfully so, and
did the wrong person of the three get paid?
Well, that, again, this is what I'm talking about. There's two levels here. Would I have paid Draymond Green? I would not have. Mm. And I said it at the time. I was ready to just kind of let this thing go. They re-signed Draymond. But even though, to me, even though re-signing Draymond was a mistake, it still doesn't camouflage the real problem of everybody's getting older. Like, that problem can't be solved with any move.
And that's why I hated to see young Jordan Poole leave. I know there was all kind of stuff that went down, but now, Steiny, you start to feel the impact, the effect of good Jordan Poole, a guy that helped you win a title, that was a Curry disciple, that could put the ball in the hole. We ran him out. He got punched. He got embarrassed. You know what I mean? And now he's gone, and you got nothing to show for it. But a guy that was responsible for that just upended your season again last year, but you rewarded him. Where does that happen? When does that normally does not happen that way. And if you would have said bye-bye to Draymond, then you could start, you know what I'm saying? We'll be what you're already Steph Curry-centric, but you could do it a different way. And now you're just stuck.
Phil's in Oakland. What's up, Phil? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. And, you know, Goo, I got to disagree with you here. Poole went to Washington and immediately poisoned that locker room. Players didn't like playing with him. Doesn't play defense. You know, all this talk about disrespecting Clay. They paid him a max contract after he blew his Achilles, and it stuck with him throughout his rehab, and then offered him $42 million for 2 years, which it turns out is way more than anyone else is willing to pay him. I don't know how that's disrespectful. And as far as Draymond Green is concerned, you look at the numbers on and off when he's on the floor, they have a plus five or so to their advantage, and when he's off the floor, it's like the opposite. They're minus, I just think Draymond Green brings something that no one else on that team brings, and that's toughness. And yeah, he crosses the line, and I'm sorry that he does that. I wish he wouldn't.
Right.
But at the same time, I'll take Draymond Green over Clay any day in a pickup game, because you need somebody, and last year he even shot over 40% from the three-point line.
Yeah, but you make some good points, but the part isn't, you make some stellar points, but it's win. It's W-H-E-N. He is a veteran, a grown-ass man that ruined the season, basically, and I think you can admit that. Yeah. I have no problem. You're right. When he's on there, we're dialed in. He's dialed
he's
in.
He's a winner.
But, yeah, but
he
when
won
he's
in college.
But
he
when
won
he's
in
not.
Pros.
But when he's not. You see what happens, and that's a big when he's not.
Well, but you got to remember, Clay pouted most of last season when things weren't going his way. You look at him on the bench; everybody else is cheering their teammates. He's sitting there sulking.
I saw it.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like that at all. To me, you know, you're either a team. You know, when he was playing so much better off the bench, like you cited earlier in your stats. Why in the world was he, you know, crying about getting back into the starting lineup? I mean, I just feel like he wasn't. I love Clay. I think he deserves the statue out, you know, side Oracle. But when it comes to being a team player, I think his head got a little bigger than, you know, his play at the end of his tenure with the Warriors.
Appreciate it, Phil. I mean, that's the problem. A lot of people believe that, and a lot of people believe the opposite. I mean, it's not the problem. Yeah. I'm not saying that the problem is that people agree with the last caller. That's not what I'm saying.
He did, pal. I'm saying we saw it.
The problem is that, for whatever reason, now Draymond got paid, and Clay's not going to get paid, and that's going to lead to the first of the big three not playing for the Golden State Warriors.
So there's no doubt in your mind that somehow this could be salvaged, phone call to get Clay to come back and re-sign?
Well, that's what's interesting to me is, and this happened, I always look for this stuff, having been in the media for as long as I've been in the media. Thank you.
I was looking for a fossil drop.
What does that sound like? A dinosaur roar? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, the Clay. You've been around this. You've seen a lot of things happen.
Let me tell you. Question.
I'll give the Warriors credit for this because we didn't really hear this all season. Anybody notice how kind of without attribution, kind of without sources, everybody has written now, oh, Clay was disgruntled. Clay was frustrated with his role. Notice how none of that came out during the season. How come? Either the Warriors kept it in-house or nobody really wanted to write that. But now that the season's over, everyone's talking about how Klay Thompson might not be a great teammate. And people are talking about Klay Thompson like he's selfish and a little bit greedy and, you know, frustrated even though the Warriors paid him. And I don't know. It reeks of one of those things where, you know, the rest of the story or the story comes out after it's all said and done.
But it's interesting you bring that up to the last caller's point, though, Steiny. It wasn't written. He got the benefit of the doubt with the pen, per se. But couldn't we see he was disgruntled? We could see there was a problem.
But the funny thing is if you would have said, well, clearly Clay's not happy, everybody would have said, how do you know that? You can't tell that. You don't know Klay Thompson's unhealthy or not happy. So,
yeah.
You know,
I really hope they get something for him, Steiny.
Warriors said to be interested in Lauri Markkanen. He's got one more year left on his contract. The issue, though, with the Warriors is they can't pay Steph, Draymond, Wiggins, Kuminga, and Markkanen. Somebody's got to go.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And we'll see. It might even be a matter of you can't have Markkanen without Kuminga. I mean, you can't have Markkanen with Kuminga.
Okay, right.
You're gonna have to give up one of those guys. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're a day into free agency, and how you feeling about the Warriors? They lost Chris Paul. Looks like they're going to lose Klay Thompson. Took a shot at Paul George. Mike Dunleavy said they're going to be patient. Obviously, he's had stuff to sniff at, but they haven't moved on anything. You trust Mike Dunleavy doing the right thing, or do you worry right now that free agency is off to a terrible start? 888-957-9570. You all right?
Yeah. You kind of spoke for me. I think it's off to a terrible start. Like, this is not how I envisioned it. And, you know, I told you I'm a sports romantic. I wanted to see the big three ride out together unless you move Klay and you got a great replacement for him. And
that still could happen.
No doubt. But the likelihood of it, so I'll just operate like it hasn't. This is not how I saw it ended.
You know, the other thing we haven't even talked about, and I think one of the reasons we haven't talked about it is because I don't think we know what to make of it.
Huh.
But something's going on with Wiggins and the Warriors and this Olympic situation with Canada. There's been a couple conflicting reports. Now, the latest I've heard is, you know, it was a mutual decision that they weren't going to, that he's not playing for the Canada national team.
But Kurt Lakeup said he was in the Bay. And he'll remain. Like, that was going to be a big deal for him this offseason. So if he's a Warriors, and they had a chance to get off of him. I know nobody likes LaVine but me, but they had a chance to say night-night, and he's still a Warrior.
The issue with a guy like LaVine or even Paul George, if they're going to make $40 million, or you know you're going to, like, you have to know. Like, if you get Zach LaVine, you better know damn sure that he's going to work because he's got at least two more years left in his deal. Zach LaVine's got three more years left in his deal. 43, 45, and 49.
That's damn near Steph territory.
Like, if you acquire Zach LaVine, you're acquiring him to be a core part of your team for 3 years. I think that scares the Warriors. And maybe that's what scared him a little bit about Paul George. I know it would have scared me.
Well, yeah, Zach LaVine, 29 years old, Steiny.
Yeah. Let's go to Sid in Oakland. Hey, Sid, how you doing?
I'm good. First time caller on you guys' show.
Right cool. On, baby.
All right, so follow me, man, through this little this road that happened. So basically, you remember when Poole and Wiggins were saying they were going to get the bag, right?
Yep.
This is when the disaster struck. With, of course, the punch with Draymond. But Draymond is one of those guys, like, at a warehouse. He knows the business side, and he's also great at his job. So basically, Draymond knows the business side. He always has, and I think Clay has as well. I feel that Poole and Wiggins pretty much took the money from Draymond and Clay. Draymond reacted by showing his butt, fighting, getting suspended this year, and pretty much at the end of the day, they paid Draymond. So the person that took the short end of the stick is Clay. But I think Clay saw this coming. Because, like I say, Poole should still be on the team, and Wiggins should be the guy to help Curry going forward as well. So what do you guys think about that? It's like basically like Draymond. I blame Draymond. I'm just keeping it real. Draymond is cancer.
Join the club. Yeah. Yeah, you ain't got no problems here, Stoney. That's the one, when it's all said and done, that's the peculiar move, man.
Draymond, go bye-bye.
A lot of people liked it. A lot of stories were written about how the Warriors have measured it all and they've weighed the good with the bad and they can't win without him.
Man.
The Draymond situation, that's done.
Yeah.
He going to be, I mean, like that's,
see. Can I give you a rat on the table about that? What if this team is not good next year and he's already told everybody that'll listen, if it's not meaningful, he's not in it. He's not that emotional junkyard dog. I'm so fearful that the train could get off the track, Jack, that if the Warriors were to get off to a bad start or the reality set in that, you know what, this is going to be a miserable season, what Draymond are we going to get then?
Draymond Green in 2026-27, as of right now, let me see if this is right, Green is a player option. He's the only player on the team that is signed guaranteed through 26-27. There's nobody else on the roster who has a guaranteed salary for 2026-2027 except Draymond Green.
Kudos.
Andrew Wiggins has a player option at 30. I got to believe he's going to play for that. Pajemski and Trayce Jackson-Davis will still be on their rookie deals, so it'll be up to the Warriors to guarantee those contracts, but to pick up those years, which they probably will. But right now, they are not guaranteed. Like that's I get it doesn't mean anything. I get it's not strategic. But
you think it doesn't? It may though, man.
I just think it's crazy in a way that where we're at right now is that Draymond Green is under contract, guaranteed, on this team longer than anybody.
Yeah.
He will be, like, he's got the longest guarantee of any player on this team right now.
And I think that's BS, man. That's coming from the heart. I'm not hating. That is strictly and purely BS.
Let's go to Robert in San Jose. Hey, Robert, how you doing?
I'm good, Sonny. Guru, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The numbers I saw on ESPN were the Mavericks and Lakers offering him $70 million for 4 years. And the last I heard, the Warriors offered him basically $30 million, almost $30 million for 2 years. So you're talking about $10 million difference. Is he really going to leave the place that he's going to have a statue in front of over $10 million when he's made $200 million in his career?
It sounds like it.
No, I was just going to tell him. It does sound like it,
because I think to Clay, maybe the years were more important, Robert, than the money.
That personally doesn't make sense to me. Where you're getting basically the same amount of money just for a shorter period of time. If you do your job, you perform well in those 2 years, you're going to get another contract. What for more money than what you might sign with the Lakers and Mavericks for? You know, he doesn't want to bet on himself and stay where he's loved and be loved. He's going to have a statue for $10 million when you've made that much money the team paid you $80 million where you were out for 2 years. That says something about Klay Thompson to me.
Thanks, Rob.
I love Klay.
Go ahead.
I love Klay. But, you know, if it were me and I'm your average guy, you know, for $10 million, will I move to Dallas? I hate Texas. I would. But if you're Klay Thompson and you've made $200 million and this team has been nothing but loyal to you as a player and you're going to leave for $10 million because you're not getting an extra 2 years, that doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense to me.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
But maybe it shows you how pissed off Klay Thompson is.
About not just the money, Stoney, his role, which that the caller didn't bring up. A lot of this, there were reports over the weekend he did not appreciate being sent to the bench.
This also reminds me of Durant. The kind of the Durant argument that we heard a lot. Oh, this is basketball nirvana. This is basketball heaven. Why would Kevin Durant never want to play here, not want to play here? He left. Same with Klay, four-time champion. Why would Klay not want to play? I don't know, but he doesn't want to. Like, that's the other thing that I think can hurt is the knowledge that it's not just maybe the Warriors can't pay Klay enough. It's that Klay doesn't want to be here. Something's going on, and Klay's not crazy about being here.
Yeah, something went on.
888-957-9570 is the number. Free agency has started, and the Golden State Warriors at this point, they lose Chris Paul. He's playing for the San Antonio Spurs. We'll see about Klay Thompson, although all the reports seem to indicate that he may be moving on. The one thing Evan said, and we can talk about any aspect of this. Evan said, what if today there was a headline, Warriors bring back Klay Thompson? Warriors are bringing back Klay Thompson for 2 or 3 years. Is everybody just ecstatic then?
I feel better about the team.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
I think there's other people that...
Ho-hum.
Wouldn't, yeah, ho-hum, exactly. Exactly right. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.